The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
A Salem Media Group station.
This is Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
We are back for the final hour of the show. So good to have you along. Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, Denver's only live local conservative Saturday morning show with full lines. And boy, we love to see that. I've been texting with Peter about the Rumble in the Rockies. It's the motorcycle training and skills competition happening over there at the Douglas County Emergency Vehicle Operations Center. It's where these cops, man, they ride in wheelies on the big touring bikes and just amazing to watch these folks. I'm going to try and connect with Peter either later today or tomorrow and go check that out. You might enjoy it as well. Just Google up Rumble in the Rockies. It's today and tomorrow. Very, very exciting. Got word that seats are running low for the September 18th Centennial Gun Club Red Flag Class. I've been so honored and privileged to be a part of those the last couple of times. Peter and I were there last week, and I think Peter will join us in September as well. September 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. Go to centennialgunclub.com/Peter and make sure it's been selling out. It's free, but it's been filling up early. And I've actually heard, and I hope I'm not committing Dick Abramson did anything here, but the demand has been so high for these classes, we may start doing them more than once a month. We shall see. But grab that September 18th slot. Do it now before you forget. CentennialGunClub.com/Peter for Peter Boyles. Typically on this show, we've got two lady callers on the line. It's ladies first around here. But I see my dear, dear friend, former Adams County Chairman Anil Mathai. Never have been able to say your name, Anil, is on the line. And I know, sir, that you have limited time on Saturday morning, so I'm coming to you first. Good morning, and thank you for calling in.
Good morning, Randy, and thank you so much for speaking the truth to a lot of issues.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I think we may be disagreeing on one for this may be a first. But but what did you hear and what caused you to call in?
Well, I heard that Cory Gardner should not be primaried, and I think he should be. And I think all Republican candidates should be primaried. Really, we're way past the, we need to keep the power situation. Our nation is in $22.5 trillion debt growing. Nothing the Republicans are doing, nothing, but some of them are doing some great work. But we're not heading in the right direction, and our children are not put in a position of strength here. So the president is doing an amazing job on many issues, especially the fight against China. But, you know, I've told people many times last year and this year, if we don't win November 2019, we're not going to win November 2020. So the question here is, are we going to win our local races? And I don't hear too much discussion about that, Randy. And, again, I would primary Gardner and everyone to hold. If you don't primary him, you're never going to hold him back to the right side of the issues.
Well, and certainly if a viable, articulate primary challenger came up, I would attend every debate. I'd get audio, I'd play it, I'd invite both sides on to articulate the issues. I truly do believe that, you know, iron sharpens iron in the fire, and primaries are terrific. This particular election cycle, the reason I'm not pushing for it, the reason I'm not on a constant attack on Cory Gardner, number one, there are some very positive things that happened with Gardner as a senator that are worth talking about. But number two, President Donald J. Trump, man, he is the wild card. He is the once in our lifetime opportunity to start reining in some of these things. He is coordinating with the Gardner campaign here in Colorado. Trump Colorado plans to win here in Colorado. And because the president is so big and accomplishing so much, I'm just not sure that this is the year to run interference for that. I know that means 6 years of a senator, and it takes a while to get another bite at him. We'll have another seat coming around, though, in 2 years. Do we want to be focusing our energy on going after Cory Gardner?
Well, I'm not saying going after Cory Gardner. What I'm saying is going for the Constitution and our platform. I think we're framing the question in an incorrect manner. We've just passed a federal budget that increased the debt again. And this is never going to stop, the ceiling issue and all this other stuff. The Republicans, when they had control from 2017 to January of 2019, did not defund the border, did not defund Planned Parenthood, and Obamacare. Oh, we forgot about that. That's now instilled, and there's no way to remove it unless you want to start a civil war.
I get it, and I don't disagree with you, but, you know, Paul Ryan is gone. A lot of these old dog Republicans are resigning rather than run again because there's a new sheriff in town, because there's a new philosophy. I don't know if you heard the clips I played from Chip Roy. That's some of the new blood that is getting into the Congress. John McCain is the only reason that this president and the Republican Party, for all of its warts and flaws, didn't repeal Obamacare completely. And so, you know, I see progress being made, even though the machine, the snowball rolling downhill, takes a while to, you know, push back against all that momentum that's been building up for decades. And it doesn't mean, I mean, you are one of the best and most outspoken people on adhering to our platform and pushing people back that direction. I hope I'm effective in doing that as well. But we also have to pick our battles, you know?
Yeah, and I understand the picking the battles issue. I mean, the thing, though, is we have to have a short-term and a long-term game. At this point, long-term, there might be some effective things that the president is doing, especially with China and other issues. But when it comes to budgets and balanced budgets and these kind of issues, we really need to take a look. So all I'm saying is, if we do not primary individuals, what we have done is given them a green light to continue on with their current behavior. So I would encourage people to focus on the local elections this year. If we do not win our local elections, we do not have the momentum moving into the even year election. So win those school board seats and win those city government seats. Those are extremely important and deal with hundreds of millions of dollars, our money, our tax-free money. And that's what I would say. But in general, primaries are a good thing because it forces people to identify where they're going to stand on principle. So that's my thoughts.
Well, you, unlike so many, always put your money where your mouth is. I know you're heading out to the Adams County Jail to minister to inmates, and you did such great work as Adams County Chairman. Just talking about a primary for Cory Gardner, is there anybody out there that you would think would be a good opposition, iron sharpening steel kind of person to stick in there? Because we've seen some pretty ugly primaries out there where we didn't have good opposition to establishment Republicans.
Well, there's so many different people. I mean, Patrick Neville, Tim Neville, I'll throw Ken Buck's name in there. I'll throw everybody's name in there. I mean, whoever is close to, I mean, Thomas Matthew, you had him on last week. And, you know, ask him. He knows who the real patriots are in
sure.
D.C. And I think there's many opportunities for principled people. But we keep getting caught in this fallacy of keeping the power. And, you know, again, the president can win with Colorado. He did win in 2016 without Colorado. I want him to win Colorado. But, you know, just understand principles for me are much more important than personality. And I think that's for our kids.
I can tell you're getting close to the jail because my cell phone never works when I'm in Adams County Court and out in that area. So we're starting to lose you, but I hope you got to say everything you wanted to. Anil, I love you. I appreciate what you're doing for prisoners and for your community, your family, for the country in general. God bless you, sir. Thanks for listening to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's nobody better. Anil Mathai to primary Cory Gardner. That's I don't know. I am not anywhere close to thinking that it's a good idea in the state of Colorado if the Gardner campaign and the Trump campaign and the Colorado State GOP are going to work together to save that Republican Senate seat for the president, to elect, to win the state of Colorado for the president. He came closer than McCain, came closer than Romney. Don't forget that. Forget 2018. It's an aberration. It's the culmination of the blueprint that they'd been working on for years and years, more than a decade. It's the huge money that Jared Polis threw into the race. And we're already seeing the result of those policies of electing all those Democrats. So be of good cheer as we move forward into 2020. So very important. And here's a shout out on the 710 CAN US text line to the Whippersnapper. Oh, by the way, great bumper music, says the texter from Cheyenne, Wyoming, who earlier had written in, sure is nice to hear a positive voice on this radio station. Hope and a fighting spirit from a friend up here in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Whoever that is, thank you very much for those. We do appreciate it. Bunch of texts going, but with full lines and ladies waiting. Let's see. Joe in Littleton's been waiting the longest, so we'll start with her. Joe, good morning. Thank you.
Good morning, Randy. I have something I'd like you to clarify for me, if you can. I thought I had read, and I'm sorry to jump topics here, but I thought that the Koch brothers decided to give their funding to the Democratic Party because they wanted immigration and they were pro-immigration. So I don't understand why they would be celebrating. I mean, it's wrong to celebrate that the Koch brothers would die. I mean, that's a horrible thing for them to do. But I don't understand why they'd be celebrating that then.
Yeah, well, you're talking about something I've been harping on since the first hour of the show. Bill Maher on HBO said,
right,
saying, yesterday, David Koch of the zillionaire Koch brothers,
right,
died of prostate cancer. I guess I'm going, this is for people who didn't hear this earlier.
Okay.
I guess I'm going to have to reevaluate my low opinion of prostate cancer. And then his audience laughs. And Maher goes on to say, F him, the Amazon is burning up. I'm glad he's dead. And he went worse from there. It's not that the left should have appreciated the open borders, Chamber of Commerce stance of the Koch brothers. It's why I became oppositional to Americans for Prosperity and wouldn't send money their way. Or when I met the Kochs, I thought they were classy. They were kind. Enjoyed the brief couple of minutes I got to speak to the brothers, and left it at that. I disagree with their open border policy, of course. But it's not about that for the left. As far as they're concerned, that's an icon of the right. Americans for Prosperity has won elections, defeated Democrats, and it's how they roll. It's the hate. They want us dead.
No, but
dead.
Their thinking is so bizarre.
It is. It's terrible and ridiculous.
All right. Well, I just wasn't sure if I read that right to begin with when I read it, because sometimes I skim things, and I thought, well, this is, first of all, you don't celebrate that someone's death.
And, it's ridiculous.
And family's members, they're sick. But I thought, well, it's really weird too that they'd be saying that against them, because they turned their funding to the Democratic Party.
Yeah, no, it's, well, they somewhat. I mean, they backed up more establishment Republicans as well. But that's not the point with the left.
That.
You bet. And thank you for calling in. We appreciate it as well. I was going to ask her, but we do have full lines, so we'll move on. I was just going to ask her about, you know, how do you react when you hear about Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg just revealed that she spent 3 weeks in chemotherapy due to a pancreatic cancer? That is usually a fatal diagnosis. And in the statement, they said that she tolerated treatment well. No further treatment is needed at this time. Tumor was treated definitively, and there is no evidence of disease elsewhere in the body. Now, I know there are crazies on social media and people who may have a first reaction, dang it, you know, I want her gone or whatever. That's not how we roll. That's not who we are. I can vehemently disagree with the damage that Justice Ginsburg has done to the Constitution of the United States and still not wish ill of her. The left just wants her cold, dead carcass to be rolled in and out of that court until Donald Trump is gone. Until a Democrat can pick the replacement, they could care less that she really should be spending her remaining days, months, or years with family, relaxing, reflecting, enjoying her time instead of under all this high stress. But when you hear comments like that from Bill Maher, you know everything you need to know about the evil that is attacking us from all fronts. And, man, it is time to push back. All right, ladies first. Carol in Lakewood's the next longest waiter. Hello, Carol. Welcome.
Hi, Randy. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to let you know, me and my friends were up at Dino's Pizzeria up in Lakewood, and they're closing their restaurant at the end of September. So if you like Italian food, go up there and have dinner there. But also, at the same time, Jared Polis came to have lunch there. Well, as he was walking through the restaurant and we were getting up to leave, there was not a sound, not clapping, not anything when he was walking through that restaurant.
Yeah.
So I don't think anybody in that restaurant liked him, because we got the heads up that he was coming through at 12. We were there at 11. So we wanted to get out of there as fast as we can when he was coming in. But also, I was up at the Republican Jeffco place yesterday after I gave blood to Bonfils. And this guy that's up there now, his name is Alex, he's trying to retool the Jefferson County Republicans to where they're going to go behind Cory Gardner and Trump and try to get the Jeffco Republicans to where they're going to start voting for him. See, I just became a Republican.
Voting for who?
Cory Gardner.
Oh.
But also, the thing is...
Isn't that what Republican Party is supposed to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're evidently not voting that because Polis is in there.
Well,
you know. So, but anyway, they're trying to revamp everything up there to get more people out to campaign and stuff. I'm voting for Cory Gardner, but the thing with also that is actually John Hickenlooper needs to retire like everybody else does. He's done enough destruction with this state as a governor and a mayor. And
yeah, he's not.
Well, the thing is, they have 12 Democrats going up against him.
Yeah,
so
be.
Are they paying off all those people to...
It's going to be
not run with him.
Carol, thanks for waiting. Thanks for weighing in today. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
All right. Let's squeeze in Jack, because he's long distance. He's also up in Cheyenne today, I believe. Jack, good morning.
Randy, I greatly appreciate your take on Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's so human. She's done some extreme damage, and I could talk for an hour on it, but she's also done some real good, and some of that's been very recently, particularly in her dissent on the U.S. versus Gamble, which was only in the last session. The most conservative judge on the court is Clarence Thomas, and it was a 7-2 decision, and she sided with Clarence Thomas. So, the woman can't really be ridiculed on everything she's done. On some of it, yes. And I really appreciate what you said about her. I would like to see her live forever, but I would like to see her retire in time for us to get the 6-3 split.
Yeah, okay? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Tell
people what Gamble was, the short version, real quick.
Well, it was about a guy that was tried twice.
Right.
He was tried in court, and it's the double jeopardy exclusion that they stepped away from during the abolition of slavery, because the southern states, they weren't enforcing the law, so the people were dismissed in the southern courts and the state courts, and the federal courts came in with the same charges. And that was double jeopardy. Well, they set that aside. In Gamble's, they were arguing that that wasn't constitutional. Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Clarence Thomas, they said, no, we need to return it to the way it used to be. And, of course, the other seven didn't agree. And that's the essence of it. But the other thing I wanted to say to you is your other caller talking about primary and Cory Gardner. I think it's imperative that we do that. I think anybody could beat Hickenlooper, and I don't think Gardner can. And I said that to Danny yesterday.
Interesting.
But you know what? Here's your assignment. I want you to be the one to primary him. Don't laugh. I'm dead serious about it.
So donate CorporanForSenate.com, CorporanForSenate.com. All right. I didn't mean to laugh. You told me not to. Go ahead.
Somebody has to do it. And I think that you've matured to the point where it would be a cakewalk for you to beat Hickenlooper. I really do. I really, really, really do.
Well, I think even Gardner could beat Hickenlooper if he comes to the fight, you know, if he gets on board. And we'll see. I mean, I saw early on some tendencies, some indications that they understand what needs to happen, the power of incumbency, all that money, the support of the president. I don't know. Fingers crossed. We'll see. But, anything is possible, Jack. I appreciate your support. Thanks for calling in this morning.
All right.
Corcoran for Senate. Better run that one by my wife. Anyway, it is 8:22. I know we got calls pouring in. Jack's line is open 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. Hope we get a little time to talk about this. It's real short, then we'll take our break and get back to the phones. Joe Biden yesterday.
My two political heroes were Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy. My senior semester, they're both shot and killed. Imagine what would have happened if, God forbid, Barack Obama had been assassinated after becoming the de facto nominee. What would have happened in America?
What I heard the rest of that speech. I mean, well, I didn't hear the whole thing, but I heard more after that. What was the point of that? What is, imagine what would happen if a president was assassinated. Sending a message? Reflecting on what? You got to help me on that one. 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. We'll jump right back into your calls. Just a minute here on 710 KNUS.
Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
I was on Route 66 about a month ago now. There's a new classic car museum. Can't think of the name of the town. Southern Kansas. Pretty cool museum. They rotate their stock about every month. I plan to go back there when I get back down there here in a couple, 2 or 3 weeks. So first time I've heard that one. Thanks for bringing that one on, Whippersnapper. We got that earlier comment from Cheyenne. Love the bumper music and love the optimism on the 710 KNUS airwaves. A lot of text messages have been coming in this morning. And one person is sending stuff in saying, please forward to Mr. Boyles and the morning crew. These are pictures of Denver Police Department motor cops from days gone by. I can see this one right down there at Civic Center Park. Other pictures of old motorcycle cops and motorcycle kind of stunts that go on, some cool bikes and everything. So Peter and I are talking about going to this Rumble in the Rockies with the Douglas County, or over there at the Douglas County Emergency Vehicle Operations Center. It's going on all weekend long. And I was just looking outside, man. My little red 900-pound Harley is waiting. I've got the Peter Boyle supplied Sturgis t-shirt on, and I am ready to get out there. But we've still got a half hour to kill with you. Phone lines are popping. One line is open right now at 303-696-1971. One last text, and then we'll get to Steve in Denver. This one is, it's Mrs. McTexter from the Big Binder. Ah, the Binder. We haven't been talking about the Binder, Whippersnapper. If you're new to the show, the Binder, the Wake Up with Randy Corcoran Binder full of deplorable women. We have not been filling that lately. Just kind of forgotten about it. It's the old binder full of women that helped take down the Mitt Romney presidential campaign. Mitt Romney, good Lord, talk about a wasted Senate seat. But we found it on eBay. We got it. We cleaned it out. We sanitized it. And now we're stuffing it full of Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, deplorable women listeners. If you're not in the binder, and you're a woman caller, just let us know you'd like to be in the binder when you call in to 303-696-1971. Anyway, she went on. From the Big Binder and from this week's Red Flag Night at Centennial Gun Club. Wonder who she was. We met some great people there. It was an all-star night, and I absolutely recommend it. The red flag law is crazy scary and a disaster already happening. And it's true. And these classes are filling up. They're absolutely free of charge. The next one, September 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. Heard from Dick Abramson. People are signing up this morning. I love it. I appreciate you guys so much. Just go to centennialgunclub.com/Peter, and we'll all be there again to talk about red flag. And, you know, brainstorming goes on. What are we going to do? What will you do if at 2 o'clock in the morning you get that knock on the door or they come busting through your door? You've got to have a plan in mind. You've got to understand the law, the risks, the process, and get to know some fellow Second Amendment defenders, gun owners. It's great training, great products over there at Centennial Gun Club, turning into a free ad. But it's, for me, it's just so very important. Without our defense of the Second Amendment, none of the other amendments matter one little bit. And so we promise Steve in Denver, he's next. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Randy, you've talked about it before, and I brought it up to you before and discussed it with people all the time. Until we find a way to stop the Dems from cheating, and I mean just outright cheating, which is what they do, until we find a way to stop that and go against that, we're never going to get we're never going to have a serious pushback against these people.
Well, I mean, there was election fraud, I believe, in the presidential 2016. We still managed to win that, but it was dirt close, 80,000 votes in just the right districts.
It was dirt close.
Yeah,
because of the cheating.
Yeah,
I think that Donald Trump totally overwhelmed Hillary, and it doesn't show because of the cheating.
Well, it could be. I think it's going to be less close of a race in 2020. I guess we'll find out. But you're right. I mean, people need to keep talking about it. I got a big packet from Mark Levin and his organization on the voter fraud project. I can't think of the name of it, but maybe I'll bring that in next Saturday and talk about it a little bit.
That would be good.
It is really good to know that people are out there, serious people are out there working on this very issue. And the president has talked about it. I appreciate you bringing it back up this morning, Steve, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks.
God bless you, sir. All right, let's squeeze in one more, and then I want to play Hickenlooper on why he is obviously, clearly, your front-runner candidate now for U.S. Senate here in the state of Colorado. But let's talk to Evie first. Evie, good morning.
Good morning, Randy. I wanted to let everybody know that I am going to be up at the rally for the Women's Biker Rally in Frederick, Colorado. And there's somebody already there, and I'll be joining them shortly to receive signatures for this recall. This is crunch time. We're down to the last days, and we've got to make this happen. There are going to be people out all over the state, and we are encouraging them to get out and get their signatures in. And with regard to the Frederick one, it's exit 235. Dakota exit, it's Highway 52, and you just go west a speck. The address is 3756 Monarch. There's a McDonald's on the corner, and you turn on that street, and it's very shortly there. So we're looking forward to having a lot of signatures from this event. There will be other people down in Pueblo at the state fair, and there'll be people at farmers markets around the state. So and the other thing, they need to know that if they want to find someone and they can't find someone that's out in the area, they can always go to the gun shop in Franktown. It's at the corner of Parker Road and Highway 86. Whenever they're open, they have petitions. They've been trained. They know how to take good petitions that will be validated. And we encourage people to get there any way they can.
It's great,
drive
Evie.
Them, drag them, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever
and you know, there's a long list of locations. And just a reminder to folks, dismisspolis.com. Dismisspolis.com has all the information there. You must have been heartened to hear about the reaction to Jared Polis. We had a caller earlier who was at a restaurant. He was received quietly, no excitement or enthusiasm. But yesterday at the state fair, people tweeting about how he got booed. He rode through the arena on a stagecoach. The whole arena booed him. He is not loved.
I saw that video. It was unbelievable. I can't imagine. That's never happened before.
Yeah.
But everybody is unhappy with this guy. The cattle people are now up in arms. I've had signers that are in the medical industry, nurses at hospitals and other jobs in the medical industry. I don't know what the heck they're doing there, but they're very unhappy with the regulations he's putting in because it's hurting their jobs. It's hurting their ability to do what they're supposed to do. So he's got a whole bunch of people against him.
Well, wouldn't it be something if we got this thing pulled off? And you've been at the forefront of it, Evie. I'm really kind of you to call in this morning. Good luck down there at the Women's Bike Rally in Frederick. People who aren't out that direction, just go to dismisspolis.com. There's 10 days left to get this thing done. And
so, they can also go to recallpolis.com. The locations are there also.
Beautiful. Love you, Evie.
Okay, thank
Keep
you
it up.
So much. Appreciate you giving me the time.
Of course. Thanks for calling in. All right, Evie's line is open, 303-696-1971. We'll take our final break. We'll have just a few minutes on the other side. But before we go to the break, this is John Hickenlooper, your now presumptive Democrat U.S. Senate nominee out of the great state of Colorado.
I respect senators. Some of my best friends are senators. I don't think I'm cut out for that.
You know, it's awful hard to imagine that I could be successful in a Senate campaign or as a senator.
How often, how many times has Chuck Schumer called you?
76. No, I'm just kidding. We've talked once or twice, and he's been great. He is one of the most persuasive people that I think I've ever met.
Are you thinking about ending your presidential bid to do that?
Well, if the Senate's so good, how come all those senators are trying to get out?
Partly in life, you've got to do the things that, or at least you're going to be more successful.
And I don't know, I mean, you know, I just don't, I don't see, I, what is, there would be a huge sacrifice.
I don't think they need me to be Cory Gardner.
It's not the same as operating an enterprise.
It wouldn't bring me any kind of satisfaction or delight. And life's too short. I mean, I'm willing to sacrifice a huge amount of my private life because I love what I'm doing and I feel it's really meaningful. Being a senator would be meaningful, but I'd hate it.
That's a no. You wouldn't consider it.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine. It's hard to imagine.
The Senate doesn't attract me at this point. It just doesn't attract me.
No, that clip's going to be used against you right there.
Yeah, I know.
Now, he wouldn't be the first politician to say, I don't want a job, and then run for that job. But that's a, you know, if I were running against him in a primary, that'd be in my ad.
Yeah, you think? Man, if I was a Democrat, yeah, I want that guy. Christy Burton Brown, vice chair of the Colorado GOP, state GOP, tweeted out a quote from John Hickenlooper. Quote, being a senator would be meaningful, but I'd hate it. Oh, boy. Cory Gardner, man, get the gloves on. People talking about primaries for Cory Gardner. If somebody's actually considering doing that, now's the time. Wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Diverts money, I understand, but man, get people ready for the fight. I'm not feeling it yet in the Republican Party. Steve House out, Don Yitterberg in as his replacement. A lot of experience there, I understand. I like Don personally. Nice, nice guy. But man, I'm just not feeling it yet. I'm not feeling it for 2019, which is just around the corner. I'm not feeling it for 2020 from my Colorado State GOP, from my U.S. Senate candidate. The only one who is bringing the heat day after day, time after time. His name is President Donald J. Trump. Republicans, please get on board. Get the new rules. Plug them in to your campaign. Get busy. We've got these evil, hateful leftists out there. It is a wonderful, ripe opportunity if we just play our cards right. All right, more texts are coming in. Phones are open now at 303-696-1971. We'll replay our audio from Chip Roy, one of the really refreshing, rock-solid constitutional conservative Republican freshman congressman from Texas in just a moment. We'll have a little more fun with Joe Biden. And I still haven't figured out what Joe Biden meant or why he decided to talk about. Imagine what it would have been like if Obama had been assassinated. Whew, there's a rousing campaign theme. Anyway, final segment, Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, 710 KNUS.
Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Ah, man, so much always left unsaid. The clock runs out. But we've got a few minutes left. Another text came in from Mrs. McTexter. She said, Mrs. McTexter, again, thanks for the shout out. I'm the former lady lawyer who sat in the back at Centennial Gun Club and chatted with you at the end. Love the show. Now I know who you are. And I just bring that up especially to remind you, grab these seats while the getting's good. I heard from Dick this morning. People are signing up. There are some seats left for the September 18th. Red flag class, absolutely free of charge at the Centennial Gun Club. I'll be there. I'm assuming Peter Boyles will be there again as well. And boy, there was some great conversation last week. And these things do fill up, so get while the getting's good. I promised to give you the cable news ratings. This is pretty hilarious. Four of the top five cable news shows are all on Fox News, starting with Hannity and Tucker Carlson. Rachel Maddow comes in at number four. The Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell comes in at number six. Eight of the top 10 are Fox News shows. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 of the bottom 52, 13, 14, 15 of the bottom 18 are all CNN shows. All CNN shows. The highest rated CNN show is Fredo Primetime. Fredo Primetime. Chris Cuomo comes in at 27th in last week's cable rankings. And you know some of these numbers that prop up CNN are because they've still got the contracts at so many of the airports. So those TVs are on, people are sitting there. You can bet that they're being counted. I don't buy it. CNN is swirling the drain. They hired Andrew McCabe. They hired the guy who was fired from the FBI. The IG says he lied under oath. So much to look forward to when the IG report comes out, the investigation of the investigators, Donald Trump pushing back against China, standing up at the G7. These other countries, these globalist leaders, better decide which horse they're going to ride. What they're hoping, what they're thinking is they can create enough pushback against Donald Trump that they can get him out of office in 2020. Tell you what. 65% might have been 62 of the American population, according to a recent poll, believe that Donald Trump will be reelected. You look at the rallies, you look at the fundraising, you look at the clown show on the other side, and sleepy, creepy Joe Biden as the front runner have to be very, very optimistic. We'll close the show with a couple of great emails. This one was from Joan. Hi, Randy. I saw video clips of Polis's ride at the state rodeo last night, and not only were there boos, but people were standing and giving him the finger. It was stunning. Lots of opportunities to get petitions and keep gathering signatures or get your name on a petition. Go to recallpolis.com or dismisspolis.com. Either of those sites will tell you how to do it. Joan continues and says Steve House will run for CD6. He's out of the Republican GOP leadership team, Don Yitterberg replacing him. Steve House will run for CD6 and will win, and Don Yitterberg will get Jeffco back on track. Cory Gardner will win because the Trump supporters will give Trump his tool. Interesting. Vote red or the Republic is dead because the Dems say vote blue no matter who. Joan, that's pretty good. And then, boy, Gail, you always save these till the end. I guess this came in about a half hour ago or so. But she won't call. Gail will not call. Randy, my head is spinning. Your constant talk of freedom and liberty somehow no longer applies to our free enterprise system when President Trump orders U.S. companies to cease doing business with China. Gail, did you see him, send the military out to put the business owners under gunfire to do that? And actually, Donald Trump responded to this about 8 hours ago, 10 hours ago now. On Twitter, he said, for all of the fake news reporters that don't have a clue as to what the law is relative to presidential powers, China, etc., try looking at the Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977, case closed. It is worth a look because that act does give the president the authority to regulate commerce if a national emergency is declared in response to any unusual and extraordinary threat to the United States, which has a foreign source. Can we talk about China as a threat? Absolutely. People like Gail, for all of their integrity, and I'm glad you listened, Gail. I wish someday you would actually pick up the phone so we could have a conversation. You simply, after 2+ years, don't see how this president operates, how he manipulates you and the media and continues to march forward with an agenda that truly is based on freedom, liberty, protecting life, etc. She also complains if any Democrats running for president declared in a speech that all citizens of Latino descent must vote for that candidate, or they would be disloyal to their home country, your hair would be on fire, and rightly so. But when President Trump tells every citizen who is religiously or culturally Jewish that they must vote for him or be disloyal to Israel, you cheer him on. Man, Gail, if you would just call in the 8 o'clock hour instead of emailing in the 8 o'clock hour, we could talk about it. Craig Silverman's going to talk about it. Sounds like he's got a great show ahead. He's next. I'm Randy Corcoran. Thanks for being here. Always remember, never forget, God loves you, and so do I.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.